You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The A's are making some roster moves, shaking things up a little bit as we inch toward the second month of baseball season. I'm Allison Footer, here with Jane Lee, covers the A's every single day. And Jane, so they have a top prospect coming up to start against the Astros this weekend. So tell us about that transaction.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to hear that Sean Manaea is coming up so quickly. This was a guy, everyone was excited about him during spring training, lived up to the hype, big guy, big hair, big personality, but wasn't really expected to, be seen until maybe a little bit later in the season. But with they had a rotation spot basically open after sending Eric Sercamp down, and everyone just assumed that that spot would go to Jesse Hahn, but Hahn's dealing with a little bit of a blister issue, so it just kind of opened room for Manaea right now. And I know that, a lot of teams experience this where they bring up a prospect like this, and sometimes it gives them a little bit of a jolt. It just adds a little bit of enthusiasm and energy to a clubhouse. And I know everyone, in the clubhouse loves Manaea. A really good person and, obviously a extremely nice talent, a big arm. He kind of showed in spring training that, he's not one to get overwhelmed, get too anxious, nervous. So I think he's going to handle it okay.
So he was a big piece in the Zobrist trade, is that correct?
Yeah, last year when they parted ways with Zobrist and then, Chazmir and Tyler Clippard and got all these prospects back. And Sean Manaea was that big piece they got back from Kansas City.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good. I mean, you have to do this stuff, right? I mean, that's why you make these trades. You're trying to improve your team. So it's time to see what he can do. So that should be pretty exciting. So I was looking at some of the numbers of the A's, trying to figure out where their strengths are, where their issues are. But the bullpen, correct me if I'm wrong, I know we've talked a little bit about it, but there's some guys with some pretty gaudy numbers in the favorably. Axford Rypczynski, which I know I'm butchering his name, but there's been some promise in that bullpen. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. They went, I believe, their first 28 inherited runners, they didn't allow to score. The first one they allowed to score was last weekend in Toronto. They've just been absolutely tremendous, and the team's been asking a lot of them, too. They've been racking up a ton of innings and just so consistent day in and day out. And it's, you're always kind of careful with your bullpen, especially early in the season, just because they are getting back in the swing of things. And you don't want to, throw too many innings at them right away, but the A's have kind of had no choice. And it just seems like no matter who they put out there, whether it's Ryan Dole and Fernando Rodriguez, who are more, sixth, seventh inning guys, they've been just as capable of handling the later innings. And then, of course, the back end of the bullpen, Axford and Mattson have been fabulous. And Rypczynski, has been a very big piece. I know for the majority of his career, he's just mostly been used, coming in, face a left-hander, maybe two, and then he's out of there. The A's are using him not only in that role, but a lot of times for an inning or more. So it's really nice to see them, not only them giving him that opportunity, but him coming through. And it's just, it's kind of, I know a lot of A's players have said it's just kind of a breath of fresh air to see a performance like that, because last year it was so bad that I think it kind of, affected team morale during games, to where they knew they really couldn't rely on their bullpen. And this time, they know that their bullpen's going to be there. They just got to, score a few runs early, and they know that their pitching staff's going to pick them up, especially the bullpen. So definitely a good sign for this team, especially after last year. And I know looking around the league, you know, we're seeing it more and more, teams putting more emphasis on bullpens, and the A's definitely made it a priority, and you're seeing it pay off here early on.
Yeah, I think the Royals, I mean, it's the Royals have kind of changed people's, I don't know, maybe perspective a little bit just on how you really want to build a championship team. It's one thing to get through a season, but it's another thing to build your team for the postseason. You can really do it with a great bullpen and great defense. And Billy Beane's always, you know, seemed to be, he was always kind of ahead of the game and all of that, but there's no more demoralizing way to lose a baseball game, as we know, than when your bullpen blows it. And certainly with the A's also with all of those one-run losses. So just to kind of, it has to feel kind of cleansing that this is not plaguing them early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it, like you said, I think those close late losses are just even more demoralizing than, you know, maybe some other losses. And I know a lot of players will say, well, a loss is a loss no matter, you know, how it's done. But it's really just dejecting, you know, when you're taking leads into the seventh, eighth, ninth innings and consistently losing them like they were last year. And it was just, it was not a great environment in the clubhouse last year. And I think that had a lot to do with it. You know, and it wasn't just one guy. It was just kind of a team-wide plague, it seemed like, down there in the bullpen. So to see that, you know, to see them have just confidence in their bullpen is a big thing. And I know Chris Coughlin the other day was talking about, you know, you have to learn how to win these close games, learn how to win these one-run games. And he said, you know, I wasn't here last year for all the heartache losses, all 35 of those one-run losses. But, you know, you do learn as a team how to win those games. And I think early on, you know, the A's are doing just that, and I think they're gaining some confidence from that.
I had to laugh at the little sideshow that was the Kendall Graveman at bat. So I was trying to figure this whole thing out. He had an at bat. I guess the A's relinquished their DH when Valencia was hurt, and they put Graveman into a cleanup spot. And it would have been really cool if he had actually gotten a hit, but he actually struck out on three pitches. He said that it was his first at bat in like 8 years. I guess we may never see anything like that again.
No, it was kind of crazy. I mean, I know a lot of Yankees writers were going crazy, saying, you know, how could they give up their DH so early? But the A's have actually, you know, given up their DH five times this year already, just because they do value defense so much. And I know Bob Melvin was saying, you know, after that game, you know, if they were behind, you know, maybe they make a different move in the field and don't give up their DH. But they were ahead, and when they're ahead, they want to put their best defense out there. So, you know, they're willing to sacrifice, and I thought even if it's in the cleanup spot, and with a pitcher who hasn't had an at-bat since high school, and it worked out for them. I don't think there's been one situation this year where it has hurt them, just because I think they're smart enough to not put themselves in a situation where it would. So, I mean, five times in the first, you know, 21 games is a lot, but they just, the way their roster is right now, you know, they only have so many options. So, you know, no matter what they have, they just want to put their best defensive options out there if they're winning.
That was highly entertaining. All right, good stuff. Thank you, Jane. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.